Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, let me grab the headphones. I'll get dialed into the studio. Get these dogs to shut up. Oh, goodness. I better close the window or the neighbors are going to get mad. Hope the guests call in tonight. I wonder if anybody's going to call in. Well, let's do this thing.
It's Rated G Radio, and this is your host, Garrett Miller.
Hey, everybody. This is Garrett, and I'm freaking you out today by starting the show at an earlier start time, but it's important to sometimes shake things up a little bit because that's what really gets your attention. And today we're going to have David Cohen on the line talking about Black Coin and why you need to know about it and all the cool things that it's going to do to change the lives of everybody that you know. So without further ado, because we've got David for as long as he'll spend with us today, welcome to the show, David Cohen.
Thank you, Garrett. Great to be here.
So I have to ask the most important question first. What's the weather like back in New York?
Oh, my God. It was the most beautiful day of the year this year. It's 60 degrees. I like the touch of fall in the air. And just perfect sunshine. Fantastic. Come to New York.
Oh, well, I would like to come to New York. Now, you know, of course, I'm out here in L.A., and everybody thinks L.A. is fantastic. L.A. really, truly is great. And then everybody forgets about 2 weeks that we have in September and about a week that we have at the end of January where it's like 100 degrees, believe it or not. And
Right. We're
in that little vortex right now. And so everybody's, you know, passing out wondering, why in the world? Why did I move to California? Why can't I be in New York when it's beautiful? Well, you know, well, I'll remind you of that when you're 16 feet in snow and we've got 72 degrees in December. But anyway, it's
exactly.
Quite hot here. I'm very envious of you today.
Well, all right. I'll come to L.A.
Come and visit. We'll go hang out at the beach or something like that. Well, David, thanks again so much for being on the show today. You're really here to talk about Black Coin, but before we get into all of that fun stuff, can you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself and your background and then kind of lead into how you got involved with Black Coin, and we'll go from there.
Absolutely. So my background is pretty multifaceted. I came to New York as a musician about 14 years ago. I had a side hobby of day trading technology stocks, and that was a lot of fun in the late 90s. I got quite a bit of experience as a trader and understanding markets. Around 2006, I went through a big change and jumped into the life of an actor. I'm a conservatory-trained theater actor, and I had a bit of film school way back before any of this, but it came back full force. And then around 2011, I heard about this new technology called Bitcoin, which was the first cryptocurrency. It had only been around for a couple of years, and even by 2011, 2 years later, was still kind of a fringe phenomenon. Not too many people would have even heard about it. But the technology investor in me came back to life, and I thought, you know, gosh, this is really remarkable what it could mean. So at $15 a piece, I bought a whole bunch, watched it for a couple of weeks, got back to my acting life, and then 2.5 years later, I overheard a conversation. A friend was bragging about how they were $125 a piece. I went looking for my password, which fortunately I found.
Uh-huh.
And good Lord, the whole world had changed. The Cyprus bank failure and the runaway inflation in Argentina and a number of other big kind of macro things were going on in the world, which made this nationless, borderless, universal electronic money very interesting for a lot of people who saw it as a safe haven, as something that could not be manipulated by central banks and governments, bankers. And then pretty soon it was $200, $400, $600. It went up to over $1,000 a piece.
Wow.
And then that sort of topped out, and it pulled back. It's going around between 450 and 500 a couple of months ago. It's back up to 650 again. But meanwhile, you know, the whole technology has moved forward, and it's not just Bitcoin anymore. There's some new variations on it, the so-called altcoins, of which Blackcoin is one, that are, some of them, bring some very new things to the table, new layers of technology or improvements of one kind or another.
Because when we first started chatting back and forth on emails, I was like, I don't understand this at all. And you have been wonderfully descriptive and helpful in trying to help this poor soul who doesn't really understand finances a whole lot understand what Blackcoin is. But for the people who are listening, I think when we first started talking a few weeks ago, my only recollection of this type of currency was Bitcoin, and the only thing that came to mind was all the scandal and, you know, craziness that was going on earlier in the year. And, you know, that's my only memory and thought of how this whole thing works. So from a, well, I guess really from like a PR standpoint, and, you know, trying to separate yourself from a Bitcoin type of a scenario, what are the differences between that type of a product and then what Blackcoin represents today?
Well, a couple things. As far as the scandals, a lot of them were, you're dealing with, not so much anymore, but even just a year ago, a very Wild West unregulated scenario, and a lot of that has changed. Governments are trying to get their heads around this technology that's already run way ahead of them, and serious businessmen are stepping up to the plate and getting involved, so it's a little bit less of a wild situation. Now, as far as what Blackcoin is bringing to the table, this new, just a few quick bullet points. Blazingly fast transaction speeds. You don't have that in Bitcoin. I mean, it's fast, but in a face-to-face situation where you're transferring money, Blackcoin, you get your first confirmations of the payment in seconds rather than 10 minutes, maybe even 15 minutes. As is the case with Bitcoin. So it moves a lot faster.
Can I have you back up here and take me even a little bit further back, at least remedial, just for me? What does Blackcoin do, or why do people use it? How is this function? Because you're talking about the technology and stuff, and I want to make sure the listeners understand where it's going or how they utilize the service. So if I was just, Johnny off the street, and I'd never heard of this before, and somebody said, I've got something new that you need to hear about, how would you kind of describe why they would want it and how they would use it?
I would say, look, this technology is the future of money. Now, that includes Bitcoin, it includes Blackcoin, and probably a number of other, the handful of really solid coins that are going to survive, that are actually bringing something substantial to the table. It's the future of money because it's a technology that never existed before. It's basically a peer-to-peer cash system. So I can send you money with a mouse click or receive it from you from anywhere in the world without the intervention of a third party. There is no company Blackcoin. No one is making a profit by running this thing.
So it's not like they're Wells Fargo and they're going to have an $8 billion profit that's going to go to a bunch of fat cats at their corporate headquarters.
Exactly. It's bringing the power of banking back to the actual individual. So you're not a prisoner in this banking network. Your money is not at the mercy of these forces that can turn against you in a moment. The corruption of banks, of governments for that matter, it puts the power of very advanced cryptography is actually what all of these currencies are based on, into your hand. So you encrypt your digital wallet. No one is going to get in there. It's unhackable by any known technology. In fact, you won't be able to get back in if you don't have your password. So you learn
about
password control.
Okay.
It's that solid. But it means that you can send hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars with equal ease, a microscopic transaction fee, I mean, just like fractions of a penny that pay out to the network and are distributed to the millions of individuals who are running computers that are basically doing the transaction processing.
The backbone of the network, yeah.
Exactly. And that network is not owned by any corporation or person. It is millions of people all over the world, so there's no central point of authority or central point of failure. My computer, if I'm running one, could blow up.
We don't have to worry about Al Gore coming out and telling us that he invented Blackcoin in another 10 years or something crazy. So, yeah, I mean, that's cool. So, okay, David, here's a question. If I'm transferring, let's say, you know, I'll go into my vast financial resources, and as a thank you for being such a fantastic guy and a actor and musician and day trader in your spare time, I say, you know, David, I'm going to give you $1 million tonight. So I go into my Blackcoin account and send off $1 million to you, but you live in Mexico where it's pesos, or you live in Israel and it's shekels, or you live in wherever and it's, you know, whatever. How does that translate on an exchange basis? Because a dollar here is not a dollar somewhere else.
Right, great question. I think, you know, in the future, when we have more merchants just using Blackcoin and Bitcoin as a common currency, and there are some already, and it's a number that's growing rapidly, there won't be the need to transfer the money back into regular, you know, national currencies, what we call fiat currencies. There's always the option to do that. There are exchanges where cryptocurrencies trade against each other and trade off with dollars, with yuan, you know, with what we call, you know, hard currency, national currency. So you can move in and out at will and maybe even make a profit doing that if you're a good trader. It's like any other currency exchange.
Okay, so I mean, it's kind of like the same as anything. It's just, you know, if Bitcoin goes, and this is probably a huge gross simplification, but if a Bitcoin goes for a dollar here in Mexico to be worth, you know, 10 Bitcoins, or, you know, the equivalent of 10 pesos or something like that.
That's right, and you know, these are markets are international. You have participants and arbitrage players, sort of lubricating the whole system across the world. So you have fairly consistent numbers across the exchanges.
And so are you considered one of the founders of Bitcoin or Blackcoin then, or are you? What's your role with the company right now?
Sure, and I'm gonna be tough on you and remind you it's not a company.
Okay, that's right. No, correct me, please. I appreciate that very much.
So, quick recap. I was in Blackcoin from day one when it launched, which was early this year in February, toward the end of February, if I remember correctly. Like a lot of people who are into these cryptocurrencies, I am running a bunch of computers that I built, with, you know, specialized computers that do the processing, and the day it launched, I was actually, we call that mining, as in mining for gold.
Okay.
Bitcoin mining, altcoin mining. So you build these mining rigs, and the enthusiasts all participate in it. And when a coin is launched, in the case of Blackcoin, not only are you processing transactions, but the function of mining is to literally electronically manufacture the currency, the coins. I had all of my machines on a different coin that was launching the same day, and then I began to notice as the hours went by that there was this other coin, Black Coin, and my God, it was having an unbelievably spectacular launch. I mean, just the amount of computing power, you know, cumulatively from all over the world was huge. It was stunning. So I quickly did some research and kind of figured out why. It was really bringing some incredibly new things to the table. It looked like a brilliant new concept, and the community around it was kind of huge from the first moment, and we were, you know, all the coins have their own discussion forum. It was just populated with everyone from every country that you can think of. And that's where the energy was. So I switched my machines over to Black Coin, and that was it. I went
perfect.
I just went black.
Back. I love it.
That's right.
So you, one of the things that I thought was, and I say this with the most reverent humility, I found it hysterical in the best ways possible. You guys have done a music video for Black Coin. How did you guys decide to put this together, and can you share some of the players involved and how that came about?
Sure. Well, I launched the idea of it very early on. I think it was in the first 3 or 4 weeks of the currency, right there in the discussion forum. You know, I had become an active and vocal member of the community, and everyone is, throwing out ideas. We could do this, we could do this. It's very creative kind of madness early on in the coin. And so, yes, I said, there's a real need right now to get out of the circle of technology freaks and really start moving out into popular culture. And what better way to do that than a music video? So the idea sat there for a while. I tried to hire someone, didn't work out. Eventually, I just got more and more fired up about it. And, you know, a couple months down the road, the community had really crystallized into something, much more efficient and a group of more active participants kind of gathered together and formed a core. And eventually what we have now, which is the Black Coin Foundation and in addition to that, a group of active investors and supporters, we call it the SIRS, that have a little bit more, are willing to put tremendous focus on developing the currency. The project funded from within Black Coin. I contributed about 10% of the cost myself. I hired the talent. They had never heard of cryptocurrency, so it took brought them up to speed. They're a wonderful comedic hip-hop improv group that perform all the time in New York called North Coast. Here's a shout-out to them. They're wonderful, very funny.
They did a great job.
They did. And, you know, they got it. They're improv artists, so they don't need a lot of time to generate an idea. They're used to just acting in the moment. The audience throws them a word or a phrase, and they just do a whole show around it right there on the spot. I worked with them closely. We worked on, there was a certain rewrite process, and kind of coached them along and shaped the content of them. And they hit it out of the park. We shot it all in one day. Back in July, it took a month to edit it and get all the After Effects in. We launched it August 20, and we've had about 22,000 views already.
Well, this might be the perfect time to let everybody know we actually have the song Black Coin queued up. David, would this be a good time to maybe let people hear this, and we'll come back and talk about Black Coin some more?
Absolutely. Love it.
Cool. Okay, stay tuned, everybody. Here's Black Coin. Enjoy it.
All right. Mr. North Coast, was it? Here are the keys to 8 brand new Lamborghinis. Now, how exactly did you plan to pay for these? We're glad you brought that up.
Blackcoin is that money that you cannot see. Unhackable math code, cryptocurrency.
We pay crypto for cars,
Swipecoin kite at bars.
From Las Vegas suites to the Grand Bazaar.
Internet money? I'm afraid I don't understand. I keep my money in a bank.
You trust your sweet green to the government and banks. They bill you and drill you with fees.
Like that Bitcoin everyone is talking about. My son has a few.
This ain't no Bitcoin. The crypto of your dad. Bitcoin is the Walkman. Blackcoin is the iPad.
Bitcoin is the currency that started it all. But Blackcoin is the future if you want to ball.
With millions and growing. No signs of stopping or slowing. Bought a jet out in Europe. Now my whip is a Boeing.
Everyone in the club trying to get like me. You throwing crumpled up bills. I'm throwing USBs.
Once you go Blackcoin.
Enjoy your 8 Lamborghinis.
Fuck that, we'll show you!
Where am I? Where have you taken me?
I'm the internet king, from Google to Bing. When I choose to ka-ching, I make black coin my bling. The benefits of black coin are easy to see. It's more than just baller, it's responsible fiscally.
Okay.
It's the use of black coin, you'll say with fervor. I just use my servers to get me more servers. It's a crypto Lambo while they crypto Pintos. Get out of my net, here's a crypto Minto.
Once you go black coin, you never go back, boy. Once you go black coin, you never go back, boy.
One and zero, I don't need to see it.
Tap the button to get paid.
Click borrow and lend it.
There we go, that's black coin. And we've got David Cohen on the line talking to us about black coin. So, David, during the break with the song being played here, you had said that there's some really cool things that black coin is doing in the marketplace today that is hip and cool and all the cool kids are taking advantage of. So would you mind talking a little bit about that?
Be very happy to. You know, one of the things that is exciting about black coin that differentiates it from so many other coins that are out there, and new coins are being created all the time, is that not only was it a huge innovation from day one, but it continues to develop and to attract the most outstanding, outstanding talented programmers, coders, developers. We have our lead guy who actually wrote the code. He goes by the handle Rat4, and I go by Jabulon, by the way. These are okay. These are names, you know, that are talk forum names, because of course at the beginning everybody wants to keep their anonymity, but eventually everybody kind of knows your name. So yeah, I'm David Cohen, or I'm Jabulon. So he is he's a real heavyweight. He's been called upon by literally by other coin communities to help them out with their technical difficulties. Blackcoin is also one of the most imitated coins. It was a completely new concept when it came out, and I can give some specifics on that later. But it has been copy and paste, repainted and launched by, last count I heard was 49, but I'm sure it's much higher than that now. And virtually all of these coins had a big run-up, basically riding on the enthusiasm of Blackcoin, and, here's another coin that's kind of like Blackcoin, so let's throw some money at it. And then they fail. The developers either don't know what they're doing, or they don't really have a community. You can't copy and paste a community, and that has also made a very big difference. And the talented developers out there know that, they're going to go to a coin that has some promise. And so in addition to RAT4, we have another group of guys, the Legion Development Group, who built our multi-pool, which is a fascinating innovation, also much imitated now. But, one of the unique aspects of Blackcoin is that it's no longer being created. All the coins were generated in the first week, whereas, for example, Bitcoin is going to be creating new coins, you know, every 10 minutes for many decades.
Help me understand that. So is Blackcoin then kind of like the gold standard was for the United States before we went off the gold standard, where there's only X amount of gold in Fort Knox, and that determines the value of the dollar? Is that kind of the same concept for Blackcoin then?
I think that's very, very in the spirit of the thinking behind it. It was to have a non-inflationary coin. There is a 1% interest payout to people who hold coins, have them in their wallets, and run their wallet in an open mode where it actually becomes a node in the network. It participates in the movement of the transactions. A little bit of a technical thing, but since you are serving the network at that point, you get something back for that. So it does grow hypothetically at 1% a year, although in reality it will probably be less than that, because unfortunately people lose their passwords or just forget to leave information in their wills. So some coins will disappear. Anyway, we built this multi-pool which allows the miners, people with the computing equipment, to plug into it. That pool mines a variety of other coins, sells them on the market, and then uses the proceeds to buy up Blackcoin. So it creates continuous buy pressure on the Blackcoin market, which has a stabilizing and supportive effect. And that's a good thing. It also helps to distribute the coin more widely. You know, and I wanted to touch on this before when you were, you were asking about the scams and things that have fallen apart. You know, a lot of these new coins have very little behind them. There might be a couple of programmers, maybe just one, and maybe a group, a small group of guys with some money that bid the coin up early and create a lot of hype about it to attract money. Then they dump the coins and leave the average guy kind of holding the bag.
This is something I just never understood, because when all of this was going down, you know, you saw so and so, you know, this person of Bitcoin with, you know, $8 kajillion in their wallet, jumps off bridge or whatever the case. There was like two or three major events that were happening all at the same time, and I kept thinking, how did they get any of this money in the first place? Because that just seems crazy numbers. And that was number one. And then number two was, I wonder if this is like some conspiracy theory that, you know, there's, you know, somebody making these people disappear. Because it was just all of a sudden all of these things happened and all of these major players just suddenly vanished. And I thought that was a little on the weird side.
Well, I probably one of the things you're thinking of was the Mt. Gox catastrophe, where a whole exchange went bust.
Right.
And people were locked out of their money. Now, I actually bought my first Bitcoin on Mt. Gox, and I was on there for, you know, that whole early period. And then there were things starting to crop up that didn't seem right to me, they're just signs that all was not well, and I got out. But there you're dealing with the incompetence, possibly the dishonesty, poor programming, coding skills. Their implementation of the wallet was defective, and there were apparently some things that were exploited.
Oh,
Bitcoin,
okay.
Bitcoin, but that's, again, that's a third-party corporation running a business, an exchange.
Okay.
That's not Bitcoin itself. So, yeah, we're kind of past that already. It's, you know, the Silicon Valley people have moved in and the big venture capitalists. So it's all being turned into, a legitimate business. Or a legitimate industry, I'll call
industry.
It.
There we go. Sure, sure.
Just to give some scale, the cryptocurrency, you know, all cryptocurrency out there, and I'm mostly speaking about Bitcoin, is where the billions of dollars are. Market cap of Bitcoin right now is over $6 billion.
You're kidding.
Yeah, and that's just the
huge.
Currency. That's just
yeah.
the currency itself. The industry that has cropped up around it, all of the services, software developers, merchant services, hardware terminals, ATMs, Bitcoin ATMs, all of that, that's a multi-billion dollar industry as well. And
well, you
got to
have the services. Yeah, totally.
More than $200 million in venture capital money has gone into the build-out of the industry, the Bitcoin and cryptocurrency startups. Blackcoin is only 6 months old rather than 6 years. It has a market cap in the millions. It was up around 9 million at one point. After the summer slump, we're back down between 5 and 6. And it seems like we're suddenly on fire in China.
I was going to ask about that. Yes, what's happening in China? Because a couple of days ago on your Facebook fan page, you have there's a chart or a graph or something like that that is talking about what's happening there. Can you speak to that?
Yes, China has been the largest buyer of Bitcoin since sometime last year. I think something like 70% of all the Bitcoin trade happening in China, all the exchange volume. So they're into it. They get it. They've got a lot of smart programmers and ambitious business people. And when China gets hold of an idea, they tend to run with it and do it in a pretty spectacular fashion. So there was an expo. Conference last week, a couple of the big Bitcoin exchanges, and one of them in particular surprised us all by inviting one of my colleagues, Joshua Bow, to come out as a panelist on their presentation at the heart of that show. And
wow,
he had a booth, and he was extremely well received. He was invited to represent Blackcoin, but in a sense to represent all of altcoin, the Bitcoin alternatives, because Blackcoin was the only one there.
And you know what that does? That makes you the legitimate, you now become the legitimized altcoin for everybody who's there.
That's right. I think people want this all to be much more simple. They don't want to struggle to figure out which of the 200 different coins should I be dealing with. They want to know what is a solid coin, what coin is actually doing something, going somewhere, getting out into the world. And I'll tell you, of all of the altcoins, including some that are bigger by market cap and have been around longer, none of them are doing it what Blackcoin is. And I have been involved in at least a couple of dozen other coins over time. And right now I'm all about the Blackcoin. I've been, part of the development team for several months, and the marketing, and, I think if I were to say what my specialty is, what my focus is primarily, is on bridging the gap between this wonderful technology into which you know, millions and billions of dollars is actually already going now. And, you know, everybody, your average guy out on the street who, strangely, it's really weird, very few people have any clue about it. Maybe they heard something, you know, an article about Bitcoin or something, they read something, but
I think this is the best kept secret everywhere, because, you know, I mean, I watch the news, I read the, you know, I say, I read the paper, I read the internet, I, you know, check stuff out. I am not, and I would say I consider myself fairly well read. I'm not an expert on anything, but I'm familiar with a lot. And all of this BitCurrency type of conversation is completely a foreign concept to me. So even in the last year, as you're hearing about Bitcoin and stuff, I would ask people who I thought are in the know, and I'm like, what is this? And they're like, I don't have a clue. And so I just figured it was some scam or some, you know, some passing fancy or whatever, until you really started sharing what Blackcoin is doing and what, you know, the changes are coming on electronically in banking and in the finance world today. And it's staggering. And
yes,
to not know about this, I think it's just you need to be shouting this from the high heavens.
Absolutely. And therefore the music video, and therefore some other initiatives that I've been involved in, some of them personally. September 28th, I'm flying out to the largest antique show in the country to work with a dealer from the south of France who's coming over with a 40-foot container of priceless merchandise, who has the foresight to jump on this now and literally be the first antique dealer at that show, which has been going on annually, semi-annually for 30 years.
Wow.
To accept digital currency, Bitcoin and Blackcoin.
Okay, so since you're going to be hopping on a plane, can you tell us where the event's going to be and maybe give a little, you know, plug there too?
Absolutely. It's going to be in Round Top, Texas. It's a little town, tiny population, but it is home to a 25-mile-wide antiques fair. It is vast.
You're kidding!
Another thing, I never would have known about it myself.
I'm learning something new today. Oh, my gosh.
I got this bizarre idea of taking something very old and venerated, you know, antique and fine art, and seeing if we could get some combustion out of bringing the newest of the new technologically into that market. Because, you know, we're going to end up penetrating everything. And it actually, and this is another wonderful thing, it's not just Blackcoin, the currency, the software that's being created, you know, that the live webcast, the Blackcast, that you put the link up for, featured myself and one of our developers, David Simbeck, who has created a monumental software client called Black Halo. It's actually called BitHalo and Black Halo. He combined the two so that you can toggle back and forth between Bitcoin and Blackcoin, depending on which one you want to use. And it is a smart contracting client, which basically means you can set up contracts for anything. It has an escrow system built into it, very innovative double escrow system, which basically it creates unbreakable contracts within the software. There's not a law firm or an escrow agent or a bank mediating the transaction. It is all controlled by mathematics. And you have contracts. You can be bartering anything. You put up a deposit. You could build a whole eBay on top of it. You could build a whole transparently fair gaming platform on it if you wanted to. I'm sure that's going to be done. You could do real estate brokerage through it. It's limitless.
This is fascinating. Okay, so from a contract standpoint, again, because I am not the brightest bulb on the tree when it comes to money. So, I need to go to like the most basic level. So, let's say you had a car that I was going to buy from you for $10,000, and we're going to do the whole exchange on Blackcoin. How would that type of a thing transpire? What would we do to make that happen? So we're talking like contract-wise and things like that.
Well,
or maybe not a car, but you know, a plot of land. I'm going to buy an acre of land for me for $10,000. So how do we do like contractual types of things? Because it sounds like the software does.
Absolutely, it does. It could be utilized for that. Both parties would write out their agreement. They would put equal deposits into the client, which they are at risk. Both parties are at risk of losing if they don't both follow through. There's actually a very nice kind of cartoon video that breaks it down and actually shows step by step. It's on YouTube. If you go to, I think it's BitHalo Official. I forget what the channel is called on YouTube, but if you Google it, get to it pretty quickly.
Okay, but that helps everybody understand what's going on.
Yes, it's a double escrow system, and once you kind of get the knack of how that works. But anyway, this is like the cutting edge. This is way out there. I mean, Blackcoin, just the currency itself, is super cutting edge. This is even further out, but it's here. This stuff exists, and it makes all kinds of, the corrupt middlemen and the fee-mongering services, financial services, that always interpose themselves, make themselves necessary, makes it irrelevant. And this will change the world. It will also bring, complete banking services to entire populations that don't have access to them.
I get goosebumps when you're telling me this, David, because I think that, I have a feeling we probably agree on a lot of things, but one of the things that just always have driven me mad for the last many years is the fact that, these banks, have these, I'll just call them the suits, and I've been a suit before, and I guess technically I still kind of am in some formats, but, you have these people who are suits, and they just sit back and arbitrarily decide the fate of what's going to happen for this or that or the other thing, and they really are disconnected with what's happening in the real world with real people and real life struggles and, having to put food on the table or, paying your electric bill or buying food, and they make gazillions of dollars a year in ridiculous bonuses and things like that, and having an altcoin like Blackcoin is eliminating all of these, people who are taking advantage of millions of people around the country and just milking them dry.
That's right. And when those big entities, the suits, screw up big time, they are, quote unquote, too big to fail, and then the population has to bail them out of their failure in addition to, having already been milked.
And then they get their severance package, which is, a gazillion dollars, for failing. They get their, severance package of a gazillion dollars for screwing it up. So, yeah, I don't know. That's another whole hour that we're not going to get into tonight, because I'll get on a real big soapbox with you, David. But, so if I'm just Joe consumer here and am listening to the show tonight and go, this sounds kind of interesting and I want to find out more information, what would be like a first step if I just wanted to find out more before dipping my toe in the water? What would you recommend to somebody who wants to hear more, I say technical stuff, but we're just chit-chatting back and forth. We're not getting really into the minutiae of things. Where should people either go or research to find out more about Blackcoin?
They should go to the website, www.blackcoin.co. It's .co, not .com. Blackcoin.co. That's a wonderful website. It's full of great information. And I think a little background on digital currency in general would be great. A great news source to go to is Coindesk.com. Get all the current headlines. There's also a really good and very complete beginner's guide, What is Bitcoin? Right on there. You can link to it from the homepage. And then, you know, one thing will link to another. Pretty soon you'll have a feel for what you're doing. Twitter is a great resource. You know, follow Blackcoin. The Twitter handle is CoinBlack. Follow me on Twitter at JabulonCryptoBC, as in Blackcoin. And, you know, start following, you know, my followers, and you'll kind of get in the loop and get a feel for the community vibe of the whole altcoin scene, which is enormous and, you know, international.
And
it's
so,
actually quite, yeah, a lot
and
of fun.
So Okay, so now I've done my research. I've followed you on Twitter. I've liked the Facebook fan page. I've gone to blackcoin.co to do my research, and I've done all of this fun stuff. Now I've got my dollar in my wallet, and I want to say, okay, I want to get started with this. What do people do when they want to – if I say investment, that's probably the wrong word to use, but if I wanted to start using Blackcoin, what are my steps as a consumer?
Well, the first thing you probably want to do is load the wallet client on your computer, be it Windows or Mac or whatever Linux. And it's simple to use. You load it, you sync it with the network, you encrypt it with a password. You can generate a few receive addresses. Those are strings of code that, if you give one to me, I'll know how to send you black coins.
Okay, kind of like a routing number or something like that.
To pay you, you'll see it pop up in your wallet. And now as far as, you know, converting dollars into black coin, you know, there are a number of ways to do that. Some of them might be more daunting to first-timers. The way I do it when I want to purchase more Blackcoin is I first go and get some Bitcoin. Bitcoin is sort of like that's the main currency against which the altcoins trade, or most of the trade occurs between, say, Bitcoin and Blackcoin, or Bitcoin and one of the other coins. So step one, for the most part right now, is to acquire some Bitcoin. And that's not hard to do. There are some wonderful services that don't make you get involved in the exchange trading process. Coinbase is one of them. Go to coinbase.com. That's good. A great starting point. They will give you a flat rate, a very fair rate, based on the current market value. You purchase your Bitcoins. Then you can send them to a trading platform, the main ones right now for Americans and I think most Europeans are mintpal.com, bittrex.com, and cryptsy.com. There are others. If you're in China, you'll probably go to BTC38. Anyway, that's where you'll go. You'll set up a trading account. You'll fund it with your Bitcoin. And then you can just buy your black coins right off the open market and then send them into your wallet from your trading account. I think in time, and probably pretty soon, we'll start seeing direct exchanges where you simply put in the dollars and buy black coin. It's coming. That's the next thing.
It'll be the next generation.
Yes, and it's already popping up in small ways. I think the next year we'll see a whole bunch of these as Blackcoin, you know, as the market cap goes up, as the liquidity increases and the use, mainstream use, people will want a simple way to just buy a whole bunch and be set up.
Okay,
but that's
so can
what's
I
out
ask
there at the moment.
Can I ask the dumb question of the night? Because I really feel silly even asking this after spending the last hour with you, David. But if I go and buy this black coin or something, is there ever a point I'm ever going to hold a black coin in my hand? And if so, what is it? And is it made of anything? Or is it just really the concept that you're buying black coins and it's electronically you're purchasing coins?
It's not a physical entity. It is let's say just an encrypted bunch of code, or you can even think of it as like a digital token that exists in cyberspace, and it's yours because only you have control over it, and it's recognized as a unit of this currency. That said, there are ways to create a physical wallet. It's basically going to be some material with a QR code on it, and that QR code goes to your wallet. So someone, if they have a mobile app or something, and they want to send you money, they could just scan your QR code and send it to you, and then when you went onto the network with your digital wallet, you would find those coins there, all locked up and cryptographically, secure as nobody can get in.
I love it. Okay, when you phrase it like that, that totally makes sense to me now. Because I was like, I think I want to hold a Bitcoin in my hand, but it's digital. So, and that's just a different concept for us to wrap our hands around. Like getting rid of the penny, which costs more than a penny to make nowadays. We still make them. So this is a changing technology and evolving technology, but it's not something that you necessarily hold in your hand. But it's all electronic, and it's secure, and only you control it. I love it. Okay. I think this is like this, David. I might have to ask you back. I'm just telling you that for maybe a part two or an update later on, and maybe in the course of the year as we get towards the holidays. But is there anything? I'd love to have you back. Cause, maybe I'll ask you to act out your Bitcoin commercial or something like that, since you have the background in performing arts. Do you have any last words of wisdom or advice for people listening? And it can be about Bitcoin. It can be about life in New York in September. Whatever you'd like to share.
Yeah, I think to strike a sane balance between the enthusiasm about a really transformative technology and just common sense. There's no reason why you can't have both of those together. It is a market with a lot of volatility. You don't want to throw money at it that you're not prepared to lose. And I say that I've put a lot into Blackcoin, more than any other, because I feel I see where it's going, and I'm having a time of my life being a part of that. But to not go crazy, the world is still, the current digital currency and Blackcoin are still evolving toward the world, bringing the power of this to the world, and the world is evolving toward digital currency, and there's still a gap, and we're trying to bridge that.
It sounds like this is now a great time, especially with the amount of education and learning and growing that you've done, and I think the industry's done, as you're indicating, over the last year or so. Now, even though it's a lot of headway has been made, this is really a great time to take a look at this as an option for, I don't want to say get in on the ground floor, but to get in on the ground floor and really become versed in this before everybody else does, and then you're kind of like left in the dirt. This is a great opportunity to learn something new as well.
Oh, totally. I'm all about that. Early adopters, the early adopter advantage is like nothing else. Get up to speed now. Start giving your kids their allowances in digital currency so that they can learn how to use the wallet. And because the next generation, all of this is going to be second nature for them. It's going to be Blackcoin,
right,
will be a household word. And by getting into Bitcoin in 2011 when they were trading at $15 a piece, it did very well. They're worth 500 now, or 450, and they've been as high as 1,000. So Blackcoin at the moment is, I don't know, around between 5 and 7 cents.
Wow. Oh, huge. Okay. I could get a dollar's worth tonight and be in good shape. Okay.
So, yes, you could have a whole bunch. And by the way, there was a time at the very beginning when Bitcoin was worth less than a penny.
Oh, yeah.
So we're dealing with something just something very different is happening. I think, you know, Internet 1995 or somewhere around there where, I mean, I probably didn't even have an email account until then. And look where we are now. The Internet is everything and everywhere.
It's been just a crazy experience. Well, David, I'm going to, on behalf of everybody listening tonight and for everybody who's been in the chat room, including Binglesworth, who's giving out all kinds of helpful information and links to a lot of the sites that you were mentioning during our talk tonight, thank you for that, and thank you for being part of the show here on Rated G Radio. If you like what you listened to tonight, folks, make sure to tell your friends and family, share the podcast. This link is available to anybody who wants to hear this after the show as well. So this is not just a one time and one time only. David, I'm going to put you on hold for just a second. We are going to play Black Coin one more time, and we'll be back to round out the show in just a couple of minutes. Stay tuned.
All right. Mr. North Coast, was it? Here are the keys to 8 brand new Lamborghinis. Now, how exactly did you plan to pay for these?
We're glad you brought that up.
Black coin is that money that you cannot see. Unhackable math code, cryptocurrency.
We be crypto for cars.
Swipe coin kite at bars.
From Las Vegas suites to the Grand Bazaar.
Internet money? I'm afraid I don't understand. I keep my money in a bank.
You trust your sweet green to the government and banks. They bill you and drill you with fees.
You're out of luck. We swimming in black coin. Digital Scrooge McDuck.
Once you go black coin, you never go back, boy. Once you go black coin, you never go back, boy.
Ones and zeros, I don't need to see it. Spend it.
Tap on buttons to get paid.
To borrow or lend it.
Oh, I get it. It's like that Bitcoin everyone is talking about. My son has a few.
This ain't no Bitcoin. The crypto of your dad. Bitcoin is the Walkman. Black coin is the iPad.
Bitcoin is the currency that started it all. But black coin is the future if you want to ball.
With millions and growing, no signs of stopping or slowing. Bought a jet out in Europe, now my whip is a Boeing.
Everyone in the club trying to get like me. You throwing crumpled up bills, I'm throwing USBs.
Once you go black coin, you never go back, boy. Once you go black coin, you never go back, boy.
Get it. Enjoy your 8 Lamborghinis.
Fuck that. We'll show you.
Where am I? Where have you taken me?
I'm an internet king. From Google to Bing. When I choose to ka-ching, I make black coin my bling. The benefits of black coin are easy to see. It's more than just baller. It's responsible fiscally.
Okay.
It's the use of black coin. You'll say with fervor, I just use my servers to get me more servers. It's a crypto Lambo while they crypto Pintos. Get out of my net. Here's a crypto Minto.
Once you go black coin, you never go back, boy. Once you go black coin, you never go back, boy.
Once it's zero, I don't need to see it.
So that was Black Coin. We want to send a big shout out to David Cohen out of New York City for calling in and spending the entire hour with us tonight talking about Black Coin. And again, if you need more information on that, go to blackcoin.co, not com, .co for more information. They've got a YouTube channel that's out there. You can listen to some great, like a webcast type of a deal that was posted, it looks like, on September 1st. So go and check that out and just sit back and get ready to be informed. I think you'll find that helpful. And as we're winding down today's show, just a real quick roadmap for the rest of the week. Tomorrow night we've got Greg White. He's a celebrity chef. He has a brand new show that's going to be on the TNT network, and we will be talking to him live tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Pacific time. And then Friday night we have a very special early Friday night dance party with Eric Kamen. He's a flamenco guitarist. He'll be calling in from someplace on the East Coast, but we'll have a very special start time of 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We'll have him for a full hour, so we're grateful to him for that. And once Eric leaves, we'll be doing the second hour of All Requests. And real quick roadmap for next week as well, if you're tuning in, Monday we've got Ann Grosso. She'll be talking about the nationwide program called Feed, helping to feed hungry people around the world, along with Ginger Button talking about the ACN network and how you can help reduce some of your expenses for essential services like electricity, cell service, internet, so on. Next Tuesday, we've got Jeff Tarot. Jeff, he'll be doing a special 90-minute show live from Sedona, Arizona. Wednesday the 24th, John Odlum with Essential Oils and Theta Energy Work out of Connecticut. And next week must be like all East Coast week. We've got Matthew Anderson out of Minnesota with Theater People. It's a web series. They're looking to develop a second season. And then out of Ohio on the 26th, the Chrysagas Brothers, Christian musicians, come back to the show to talk about their reality TV program and new CD. So we're going to be excited to have Brian and Sean back on the show in another week. And with that, everybody, I want to say a big thank you for being part of Ready G Radio tonight. We will see you live on Thursday with Greg White. Enjoy your evening, everybody. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Ready G Radio.